Well, I know it's not the brightest of all days, but it does feel pretty good across our area this afternoon. Temperatures have moved up above the freezing mark, and that warming trend will continue over the next day to about day and a half. And then another shot of cold arrives on Friday as temperatures are steady or falling through the day. A cold day on Saturday, and a little sneaky storm could bring some accumulating snow Saturday night into early on Sunday. Then it warms up again next week, and the general temperature theme over the next week or so is warmer than average, short of that little window of cold weather that will arrive here on Friday into Saturday. And to put it all in perspective, our normal high at Albany is 34. You know, sometimes it's tough to kind of get a sense of where we typically are in terms of seasonal averages. Well, that's the normal high at Albany, and we're above that this afternoon, and we're going to be above that over the next couple of days. Now, in terms of what's falling from the sky, we had some icing around this morning that did result in some slippery travel across portions of our area. Moving into tonight, we'll have clouds with us, and there's the chance for at least a few spotty showers. It doesn't look to be overly damp, but there may be a round of some steady light rain south of Albany late this evening and then past midnight. Some areas of fog are possible as well. Lows will be in the 30s, which is near where we should be during the day for this time of year. Moving into the day tomorrow, we're still looking at plenty of clouds, a couple of spotty showers, and some areas of fog. But the big star tomorrow is going to be the temperature. And if you're a fan of March or April, a little fan of spring perhaps, you're going to be happy with highs tomorrow that will reach up into the 40s. To around 50 degrees across much of our area, and we should be above 50 degrees south of the capital region. And then on Thursday night, tomorrow night into Friday, that's our most likely window to see some mainly rain come through. That's going to be followed by that push of cold on Friday, so there's still some leftover rain changing to snow showers on Friday. The breezes will kick up as that cool air arrives, and our temperatures will be near steady or maybe even dropping a bit as we go through the day on Friday. And then on Saturday, we'll have high pressure build in. That's going to be a chilly day, and we're watching the potential for at least a round of what will probably end up being a light to maybe moderate snow event Saturday night into Sunday. We'll have more on that over the next few days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a spotty shower and some areas of fog with highs in the 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and some areas of fog, low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a spotty shower and some patchy fog, high 45 to 50. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and some areas of fog, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a spotty shower and some patchy fog, mild with highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, some areas of fog, low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a spotty shower and some areas of fog, mild with a high around 50. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with some rain and snow showers, breezy and cooler with a high around 40, and on Saturday, increasing clouds with highs in the 20s to low 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.